We're doing the Chazon Ish, Emunah u'Bitachon, and we're up to the conclusion of the first chapter. Here, the Chazon Ish is going to conclude what he has to say about Emunah. U'manichbad zeh ha'ish. How honorable is this person? Asher ba'avodato ha'matmedet, aletav yado likvo ha'resen al pimidot ha'gasot edyan livlom. Ba'avodato ha'matmedet, with his diligent, consistent work, al tabi yado, he has succeeded, likvoa resin, to establish a muzzle, al pimidot hagasot, on his crass traits, edyan livlom, to be able to muzzle them, meaning they have a root within, and he has a control without. Ein kas vein roges, he doesn't anger. Ein sina ve'en eiva, he doesn't hate. Ein nekima ve'en netira, he doesn't take revenge nor maintain a grudge. Ein sheifa achar kavod, he is not in pursuit of honor. Ve'en ta'ava l'shashuei havalim, nor does he desire the foolish, passing, fleeting pastimes that others pursue. So the Chazon Ish has been building. He's building his case, and he's building towards a man who takes control of his traits and his tendencies. Uchashem shesichlo shel he'atzil nachon, and just as the mind of this refined person is correct, v'da'ato da'at emet, and his thoughts are true, by the same token, his imagination also veers to the truth, will also tilt the scale in favor of the truth. This goes back to what we discussed earlier, the role of imagination, the fine line between what we understand and what we don't, the tendency within man to pursue lies, the tendency to be interested in fantastic, extraordinary lies. So this person can control his imagination to also get on the mark and get the truth. And then the truth that God exists is something that settles within. His heart finds peace with this idea. And remember, the Chazon Ish began this book describing the turbulence that man has within, that feeling that all of life has no value if I can't clearly validate that there is a God. So now the Chazon Ish says, when a person has worked and grown, a person can attain a point where he's at peace with the concept. Lelo Yisus. Without hesitation. Velilo pikpuk, and without doubt. Kilibo ro'e tamid birkei noga lemala migidrei olam. His heart always notices, his heart always sees the flashes of light from above, the flashes that clearly delineate there is a creator, there is a God. Uvakarat bore'o yitbarach yimtza pitron ha'yichida shel ha'olam kulo asher Hadricha menuchato lelo hafugot. And through recognizing his creator, he finds the solution to the riddle of the world. We began the book discussing this concept, that man trudges through life with this gnawing feeling that he hasn't yet attained clarity. And yet, if he attains clarity, through that clarity, he has figured out the riddle of the world, and the world, the Chazon Ish describes as asher edricha menuchato lelo afugot. The world, so to speak, tramples out any form of tranquility from one's life, because the world keeps reminding us of this question. And if you can clarify the question, then you can attain tranquility, you can attain peace, you can become. Clarifying the question again involves intellectual understanding and control over the imagination. Because if I don't have control over my imagination, then I'm not really clarifying anything. I'm allowing my imagination to get the better of me.
You're just purely an intellectual person.
I'm not sure that even a purely intellectual person doesn't need to do things that are beyond the intellect. For example, they were having a conference. They were having it was really a celebration for soldiers who concluded a section in their service, and they invited a guest lecturer, a Rav, who also served in the army. And when the Rav got up to speak, so he said to them, you know, parts of life are beyond our understanding. And we don't talk about God that much in the army, but we do have to recognize that there is this driving force to everything we do, and there is a component of life that's beyond our understanding. To which the chief general who was there got up and said, "I disagree," in the middle of the speech. So the Rav asked him, "What do you mean?" So he said, "I don't think there's anything we do that doesn't stem from logic." And the Rav asked him, "Can you tell me, do you have children?" So the man said, "Yes." He said, "How many?" He said, 2, 3, I don't remember the number. So the Rav asked him, "And do you invest in your children?" He said, "Sure. I buy things for them. I take good care of them." And then the Rav said, "Why?" Why? Why do you have children? Why do you take care of them? What logic is there in that? And then he went on for 10 minutes describing what children actually do to you in life. First they're born and they decide you don't have a night. They cry, they demand, they need to eat, they need to be burped, they need to be rocked to sleep. And God forbid, if you sit down while trying to rock them to sleep, they're going to teach you that that doesn't work. You better stand. And it doesn't matter if it's 2 a.m. or 4 a.m. And it doesn't matter if they've done this to you 4 nights in a row. You're going to stand and rock them. Otherwise, they're going to yell their head off. Then they grow a little bit and they start destroying everything you own. You know, I told my wife we had a miracle this Hanukkah. She said, "What happened?" I said, "I walked into the room and I found the permanent marker uncovered." Now, most of the walls in our house are already scribbled on. But I mean scribbled on. You're talking about graffiti all over the house. But that, theoretically, you can overcome. I found the permanent marker with the cap off, which means Mr. Troublemaker was there. And the marker was still in the room. So I don't know why. I don't know what happened that he suddenly didn't go and draw all over the house. But we are very fortunate that he got his hands on the permanent marker and it wasn't all over the house. And that's just the little things kids do. I had an important meeting last week. I took notes of the whole meeting. We said we'd meet again the next day. I come the next day and all my notes are scribbled on. I have to sit at this meeting with scribbled on notes. You know, I'm trying to read through the scribble. Okay, I wasn't looking for a minute and he got the pen and he got my notes. But that's life. And we love them and we invest in them and there's no logic to it. And if you go through the way life, you know, then they grow up and they tell you they want the car and they tell you how you should be a better parent and they tell you all the things you're doing wrong in life. Then they want to get married and you have a role in it and then they go on disturbing dates and then they have kids, etc. So the general stood there listening to the 10 minutes description of what he's been going through and what he's still going to go through. And then he said, "I give in, you're right. The things we do in life that do not stem from logic." So we run through life and we're constantly reminded that there are things we don't understand and we'd love to get a handle on this idea, is there a God out there? Well, says the Chazon Ish, when you get a handle on that, then suddenly you can handle the waves of life and find tranquility. And he concludes the first chapter with 4 sentences. אני מאמין באמונה שלמה שהברואי יתברך שלמה הוא מנהיג ובורא לכל הברואים והוא לבדו עשה ועושה ויעשה לכל המעשים. So he uses the word אני מאמין, that I completely believe that the creator, He runs the world, He created everything, and He alone always was, always is, and always will be, and always has done, and will do all things. Ani ma'amin be'emunah shlema she'bo yitbarach shemo hu yachid, ve'en yechidutu yechidut kamo b'shum panim v'ulvado. Haya hove v'yiye. And he says, I believe that the Creator, He alone, there are none as singular as He, and He alone was, is, and will be. Ani ma'amin be'emunah shlema she'bo yitbarach shemo hino guf, ve'lo yuchlu masigei haguf, ve'en lo shum dimyon klal. I believe that He has no body. There's an acronym here. I'm not sure what that is. Comparison. There are none that compare to Him. And finally, ani ma'amin be'emunah shlema she'bo yitbarach shemo rishon v'achron. I believe completely He is the first and He is the last.
These are a few of the 13 principles?
That's a good question. I don't know. Parts of them are. Meaning the first one obviously is. The second one obviously is. The third one obviously is. And the fourth one I'm not so clear on. What does it mean He is the first and He is the last? That He probably means He was here before the world was created. And He'll be here past the world. That's probably what He means. The veli is veloya sigu masigei aguf. That's the acronym I didn't remember. He says the third animamin was, I believe that the Creator, blessed be He, is not corporal, and those that understand corporal bodies, meaning us in this physical world, will never be able to fathom Him because He is beyond a corporal world, and there is none like Him. And with that, we conclude the first chapter. We finish his discussion of Emunah. And now we go on to Bitachon. What does that mean, Bitachon? So that's the next topic.